Welcome, everyone. In today's presentation, we will learn how to enrich the K-8 learning environment using Angel. But before we begin, I'm sure many of you have some questions like, what is Angel? Why do I need to use it? But before I explain how we use it, it might be helpful to take a look at a story that explains how Angel can make your teaching job easier. Our story is called Mrs. Jones Learns a Lesson. Let's take a look at a typical school, a school just like yours. Here is a teacher at this school. Her name is Mrs. Jones. She has a class full of wonderful, perfect students. Well, sort of. Mary is one of her students. She is prompt, attentive, and always follows directions. Ralphie, on the other hand, is, well, let's just say Ralphie has some issues. In social studies, Mrs. Jones said, "Tomorrow, I want everyone to be able to show me where to find Australia on a map." Mary made a note in her assignment book. "Find Australia on a map," she wrote. But Ralphie wasn't listening to Mrs. Jones. He was busy trying to get the gum out of his hair. The next day, when Mrs. Jones asked her class to find Australia, Mary went straight to the globe and found it immediately. Ralphie hid in a trash can and hoped she wouldn't call on him. Mrs. Jones was not pleased. The next day, when she handed out a math worksheet to the class, Ralphie didn't get one because he was at home sick. Well, he wasn't too sick to play with the Xbox he got for his birthday. Mrs. Jones was annoyed. On Friday, Mrs. Jones handed out her class news and instructed her students to take it home and give it to their parents. "Make sure your parents see this," she explained. "It contains important information about what is happening in class next week." When Mary got home, the first thing she did was show her parents the class news from Mrs. Jones. But Ralphie was in such a hurry to get home and play, his class news didn't quite make it all the way home with him. Mrs. Jones was running out of patience. She tried calling Ralphie's parents to see if they could help, but his dad worked long hours in a law office downtown, and Mom spent most of her time running a boutique over in Fashion Island. They never seemed to have time to talk on the phone, much less meet with her in person. "I spend most of the day on my computer at work," Dad explained. "Maybe you could email Ralphie's work to me." That gave Mrs. Jones an idea. She could use Angel. If Ralphie's dad wanted to know what the homework was, he could just check online. If he was sick and missed a handout, they could download it and print it at home. And she'd never have to worry about Ralphie losing the weekly class news. In time, Mrs. Jones also learned she could use Angel to let her students and parents know about excellent web pages for their child. She learned to post pictures from her class field trips and parties online so parents could see them. She even learned how to make Discovery streaming video clips available online for her students to watch at home. Now, Ralphie's dad was able to read online about class events. He read about the class party next week. Then he sent an instant message to Ralphie's mom at the boutique. And next week, when the class party rolled around, Mary brought her usual milk and cookies, but this time, Ralphie was not empty-handed. He brought a super large pizza and caramel frappuccinos for the whole class. His parents had a tendency to overdo things, but that's a problem for another presentation.